Proclamation number 5200 of 31st of August, 1951. Admonition to detach from transient. Spiritual good. To all of you I give a word of my love and grace. Loosen the bonds which still bind you to earth. That is, give your soul the freedom to rise into the spiritual kingdom and leave earth behind by turning your thoughts away from it. Then the spirit in you will draw the soul into its realm, and thereby you will gain 1,000 times more than you can ever acquire on earth. The earth with its material goods still appears to you as something real, yet everything is transient and you turn your attention to this transience. I warn you of this out of pure love and grace, and I admonish you to think of the only real thing. To enable the soul's flight into the spiritual kingdom, which can happen immediately if you turn your thoughts away from the world. Once you have gained spiritual possessions, which you therefore bring with you to earth from the spiritual kingdom, then earthly possessions will entice you less and less, and it will already become easier for you to take the flight upwards. Yet you must accomplish the first separation from earth of your own free will. You must use force, which only requires willpower, to withdraw from the world for a short time and enter into stillness, i.e., to listen within yourselves and thereby give the spirit within you the opportunity to express itself. The will is capable of much because the spirit then clearly recognizes that the soul in a human being turns towards him, that it wants to submit itself to him. But you humans will never be able to cause the spirit in you to express itself as long as your thoughts are turned towards the world, as long as you pay attention to everything that happens earthly around you, as long as you are still materially minded. Therefore I call to you words of love and grace. Don't strive for what is transient, but seek to acquire imperishable possessions which only the spirit in you can distribute, because it is a part of me, of its Father Spirit from eternity, because it is I myself who expresses himself through the spirit in you, and I myself truly only give you that which remains forever, which is not subject to the law of transience and which alone can be regarded by you as wealth, because they are imperishable treasures which can never ever be taken away from you. This spiritual possession will make you ever more happy and become a reality for you, that you turn your backs on earth with its goods, that you gladly give up what belongs to the world in order to exchange the most delicious goods for it. The goods which originate from me and are constantly offered to you so that you may enjoy them and mature your soul. And work with these goods as long as you still live on earth, so that you increase your spiritual wealth, so that you make your fellow human beings happy and try to turn them away from the world. Work with the spiritual treasures unceasingly and they will increase, even though you are constantly passing away from them. And richly blessed you will enter the spiritual kingdom, where you will only then be able to fully measure your treasures, where you will be able to work for your own joy and prepare highest bliss for all those whom you make happy with your spiritual treasures, because love drives you to do so. Love for me and for the still suffering spiritual beings which need your help in order to become blissfully happy. Amen.